Quality Time ESL presents podcast number 72, Phrasal Verbs, to take. Hi there, I'm Marianne Renaud. I want to help you perfect your spoken English. This series of podcasts is designed to help you master English grammar through oral practice. For work on vocabulary and pronunciation, go to our other series called Your English. Phrasal verbs are ordinary verbs that are followed by one or two prepositions, thus changing their original meaning. For example, we all know the verb take, which means, among other definitions, using one's hands to move something. But take after means to resemble, and take up means to examine or to start. With phrasal verbs, we recommend that you study their meanings in your own language. Look them up in a dictionary or online, and then memorize them. If you do this preliminary work, these exercises will become much easier. Listen and repeat. He talks like his father. He takes after his father. They said I was stupid and took me for a fool. When it's too hot, take off your sweater. A multinational took over his small firm. You can take your order away and eat it at home. I bought a product I didn't need because I was taken in by the salesman. The new recruit has taken on too much extra work. That handsome guy is taking me out tonight. She has taken up a new sport. Badminton. I take back what I told you yesterday. Now, in the next exercise, listen to the sentence with the word blank in the place of the postposition. In other words, the preposition following the phrasal verb. And then say the whole sentence correctly. Listen to the examples. I say, he talks like his father. He takes blank his father. You say, he talks like his father. He takes after his father. I say, they said I was stupid and took me blank a fool. You say, they said I was stupid and took me for a fool. Now you go on in the same way. Be sure to speak before I give the answer. He talks like his father. He takes blank his father. He talks like his father. He takes after his father. They said I was stupid and took me blank a fool. They said I was stupid and took me for a fool. When it's too hot, take blank your sweater. When it's too hot, take off your sweater. A multinational took blank his small firm. a multinational took over his small firm. You can take your order blank and eat it at home. You can take your order away and eat it at home. I bought a product I didn't need because I was taken blank by the salesman. I bought a product I didn't need because I was taken in by the salesman. The new recruit has taken blank too much extra work. The new recruit has taken on too much extra work. That handsome guy is taking me blank tonight. That handsome guy is taking me out tonight. She has taken blank a new sport, badminton. She has taken up a new sport, badminton. I take blank what I told you yesterday. I take back what I told you yesterday. To practice some more, I will say a sentence, which means the same as the sentence with the phrasal verb, but contains another verb. You will say the sentence with the phrasal verb. Listen to the examples. I say he talks like his father. He resembles him. You say he talks like his father. He takes after him. I say they said I was stupid and regarded me as a fool. You say they said I was stupid and took me for a fool. Now you go on in the same way. Be sure to speak before I give the answer. He talks like his father. He resembles him. He talks like his father. He takes after him. They said I was stupid and regarded me as a fool. They said I was stupid and took me for a fool. When it's too hot, remove your sweater. When it's too hot, take off your sweater. A multinational acquired his small firm. A multinational took over his small firm. You can leave with your order and eat it at home. You can take your order away and eat it at home. That was difficult, I admit. Doing exercises orally is far more difficult than doing the same ones as written work. But let's try the last five. I bought a product I didn't need because I was deceived by the salesman. I bought a product I didn't need because I was taken in by the salesman. The new recruit has undertaken too much extra work. The new recruit has taken on too much extra work. That handsome guy is inviting me as his date tonight. That handsome guy is taking me out tonight. She has started a new sport, badminton. She has taken up a new sport, badminton. He retracted what he said yesterday. It wasn't true. He took back what he said yesterday. It wasn't true. That's the end of this episode. Now you can use the verb take as a phrasal verb in many different situations. Other exercises on phrasal verbs will come in future podcasts. Visit Quality Time ESL for the script. If you wish to refresh your grammar, try earlier episodes of Quality Time ESL podcasts. If you want more oral practice with vocabulary or basic structures in a variety of exercises, then try our other series called Your English. We are now producing a story in episodes that will include over 140 irregular verbs in context. This tale is called Was It Love? You can also go to 5-Minute Tops to have fun with song lyrics. Students of English can pick up our different packs of scripts at a minimal price at our store, and teachers can also read about more effective techniques in Quality Time ESL, the digital resource book, with over 3,000 files that can be customized to suit your needs. This digital book is available on a DVD or in a lighter downloadable version at our store. Bye for now, and don't forget to keep smiling!